Welcome to the hotel for your doggies.
Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place.
All the barking faces.
Living it up with the kibble and all your doggies. Get some nice machines that'll feed your dogs any time of year.
Oh boy, let's talk about it.
Welcome to No FOMO. This podcast, we're gonna do a different podcast instead. How about that? You guys ready?
So let me do my Richard impression.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, dude. Like, let's go. Come on.
No, like, I'm totally down. Like, if you wanna, like, yeah, sure, absolutely. Today we're gonna me and Darius are gonna watch. We're gonna try something out new because Richie's not here today.
Yeah. Boo. We don't have the soundboard because Matt didn't charge.
No soundboard today.
He's a piece of shit.
I also have I'm so unprepared. We have I have to look up the movie as well so we can actually watch it and therefore we can review it.
Motel for dogs.
Do you think you can fill them in?
About the movie?
Sure, about even the background of the idea that we're
Okay. So me and Matthew had a podcast idea about 2 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We recorded an episode. It's like lost somewhere. But where we would watch the first minute of, or just, I'm sorry, we would watch the movie Hotel for Dogs in minute increments.
Yeah.
Each episode would be 1 minute.
1 minute of Hotel for Dogs.
And we would just talk about all the things we liked for that 1 minute.
Love it.
And would we pause in between too if we had a comment to make?
Yeah. We would. And then we'd go into depth about it like for a good half the podcast. And the other half of the podcast, the structure was basically we'd just fuck around.
Yeah.
Right.
100%.
So good. So
we need audio.
I don't even think it's going to be like, is it copyright?
If you do every minute, like how much?
If you do 1 minute yeah. of a movie, is that bad? That's a whole minute though. You got to think about it like that.
Well, we gotta pause in between.
You're right.
I don't know.
Oh no. Okay, you know what?
All you shaggy dog lawyers out there, please.
Shaggy That's dog a lawyers. Movie. Tim Allen. Tim Allen's a dog. Do you guys know that?
Yeah, they use computer graphics. They use CGI to make him a man, actually.
Someone CGI'd Tim Allen's face on a dog. Holy shit. This is giving me the hardest time right now. What was your... You said you went to work today? How was that?
It was fine.
You had an outbreak two weeks ago. How was that?
It was okay. Everybody is doing fine now. It was only limited to like two people.
Okay.
But I don't know. I think people are being a bit more responsible now, so that's good.
Good. Good, good. So no more like, are your coworkers still coming up to you with like...
Their masks down around their down. Ankles? No.
Yeah, around their ankles? The people at my job are doing okay, I guess. I think I'm the one that's like the probably bad, doing
yeah,
the
you're
worst.
You're the problematic one.
Like I'm
yeah, like but, you're supposed to be standing at the deli and you go like take a nap in the break room.
I take so many bathroom breaks. They hate me so much, dude.
I do it too, but
oh,
nobody
I'm not
notices.
A fan at all.
Nobody notices.
Because no one's like looking after you all day, right?
Yeah.
That's so like so nice. I have like a team of seven people that are like constantly like no one's busy, but they're still
the
gonna
same
be
level,
like hey,
who's snitching? That's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like if it's your manager, I guess that's his job. But like...
right. Yeah, it's something that I don't prefer. Alright, I'm gonna set up the audio. We're gonna get this rolling. So the first episode that we did that didn't end up actually being an episode was the what do you call it when the opening of the podcast or of a movie is like just like the title sequences
credits or your beginning credits
the
title
beginning
sequ-
credits and the
whatever,
title
yeah.
sequence that's all that the first minute was. We didn't even get anywhere into the movie but because the episode doesn't exist and it's not really a part of the movie, I guess you could say, right?
Yeah,
so like we can probably just
start
skip
from the movie. Yeah,
okay, so we're gonna start at the minute increment. Ooh, okay. Hold up. 15 seconds. You put me at 59. Okay, we're here. You ready?
Yeah.
We're going to listen to this, and we're going to pause it just so we can, like, from like every now and then.
Okay.
Can you see it well?
Yeah.
All right. So what we're looking at right now
is the title sequence for Hotel for Dogs and automatic and right away.
What strikes you?
I love the, what is that, a wheel? Is that a wheel?
Yeah,
so that is a wheel. So the technology in this in this like, place, it's, who fucking, it's a tire wheel. It's a bike tire.
I haven't seen this movie in a while. Do the kids come up with it?
No.
Who's like the hotel for this shit?
Like, it's been a thing. It's like it's existed forever. It's engineered to feed dogs in a certain amount of time and give them baths and shit. It's all.
This is like an old folks home for dogs.
Old folks home for dogs instead of hotel. Holy shit! So I'm seeing a bike tire. That's not a gear. That's not a gear working there. Yeah, that's just a bike tire.
Yeah.
So and then you also have the O in dogs is a tennis ball, very on brand for dogs, right?
But like, don't these guys need love? They don't need like all this. They're dogs.
They don't need mechanics. Yeah. You're gonna get your dog an iPhone and just leave him alone for 2 days. Motherfucker's gonna starve.
So what else is there? You also have what is
a crane.
A crane with a bone on it. You got a crane. That's like an industrial crane.
It's just like this fucking Italian NYC construction worker dog.
Absolutely. He has the hard hat on and the fucking yellow vest. Hey, I'm balking it.
How's the wife? You know, rough.
Okay, all right. We've roasted it enough.
I can't live without that bitch.
There's also, is that a dog? Oh, it's a dog on the treadmill. There's also a dog on the treadmill right above the D. You guys should really look at this. This is sick. But without further ado, I think that's really all that it has. So let's get into it. Oh, that's probably a little too loud.
That's good.
Okay. Okay. All right. let's stop there. First off, what is this music?
I don't know.
This is very like.
What year was this? Like
birds. Yeah. Sat on my window.
This is some shit you'd hear in the background of a coffee shop.
It's I don't know if that's what ska is. What is ska? When it's like a girl's going, is that what that is? Like, what is? Is it jazz?
That's like scatting.
Scat music. Okay, yeah, scat. So it's very scat.
Another thing white women didn't invent, but appropriate. Okay.
And so now we have a title card, a title card for the that first actor in the movie, who is Emma Roberts, and the O in Roberts is a tennis ball, because got to be on brand.
She likes dogs.
Because she must like dogs. Can you imagine if this movie was about people who didn't like dogs at all? What if these kids hated dogs, dude?
And it was like their summer job or something.
And they stumbled upon this hotel for dogs or whatever it is, and they didn't even go in. And that was the movie. They're like, what is this?
Fuck that.
A hotel for... Nah, I'm good.
Miss me.
And then you see right here on the screen, you see a couple of toy birds descending from the ascending from the sky.
Like the tweet,
bird. Yeah, it's like a Twitter bird.
The tweeter bird,
but it feels like yellow. Yeah. Had like a little bit of yellow in it. Yeah, absolutely. And they're being—it's almost like a baby, like a model.
What are those things?
I think they're called baby models.
Oh,
turn above the crib.
But for dogs, I guess.
for dogs, because these dogs can't sleep without it. For dogs. Like, and then like you're seeing some clouds that are probably like. I don't know, animated in, or maybe they're a part of the wall in the back. I don't know. But that's what we have for. And then we're only at...
These are some, like, guys, snobby, first... bougie-ass dogs.
waiter.
Excuse me, garçon.
Garçon! Oh, shit.
My bone, please.
Okay, all right. So we're at a minute 8 right now.
No, we're not.
That was 8 seconds. No, that was 8 seconds. So the first minute was all the title sequences and the credits. So 1:08, we've only been here 8 seconds, and it's going so well already. Let's go. Let's go a little more.
What? I hate that shit.
What? What do you hate? What do you hate?
Where they're like, they like play, instead of just like giving me the names and starting the fucking movie, it has to be like artistically.
It's like... All right, so here's what happened, and then I'll compare.
Because they know we're not going to stay for the end credits.
so they have to make it as fun as possible so we remember these fuckers' names. So the next actor that pops up on the screen is Jake T. Austin. You might know him as Max from Wizards of Waverly Place. I think he might have been in the Fosters. Maybe, possibly, right? And when they put his name in, what is that, a bone? Was that a bone for the eye and Austin?
It made like a ding.
And it came in with a ding. And so, as you know exactly what it's like, have you ever seen Monsters, Inc.? You see Monsters, Inc. in the beginning of the movie where the fucking, that like snake monster is putting together all the letters. It's coming out of one door into another one, and then it's fighting with the M at the end, and then it just spits it out, and it says Monsters, Inc. That's exactly what it's like. And now for our background, it's changed. It's very, there's no hotel there. It's actually just a house. Yeah. It's a house for dogs.
Airbnb for dogs.
All right, so that's what we have so far.
Can you stop getting messages? I'm trying to watch.
I'm so sorry. Wait, what did that even say? I'm sorry.
I don't know. We're not checking your messages.
I have to check this message. Hey, did they kick you out?
What?
I don't know. Did they?
Who is that?
Holy shit! I went on an audition.
Yeah.
And I told them that I was like, I have a really like bad course overload, like just of recently, because I got that late book, so I have to do all this homework is piling on top of me. Uh-huh. And so I can't go to rehearsals like a specific amount of times, and like there's so much that I have.
Are you still
like,
doing it?
I'm still doing it. Yeah, cuz I got the role, but I told them, "Can you work around my schedule? I can only be at 3 out of the 5 rehearsals." And usually in the past, it's known that people can do that. People can do that. Like that's one of the things. But now, I just got a text saying, "Did they kick you out?"
Oh, because they didn't see that roast.
Oh my god. Okay. Anyway, we're back to the movie. We're looking at some houses right now, and maybe there's a hill in the background.
Okay.
All right. So here we go.
Well, I thought that said J.K. Simmons. I was like, "Let's go."
It's a Johnny Simmons, dude. I thought the same fucking thing. Can you imagine?
Are you gonna bark? Are you gonna play dead?
Or are you gonna eat your kibble on my fucking time? Guys, we love so much the movie Whiplash.
Oh, I didn't know they let cats into the hotel for dogs.
Oh, I didn't know they let pussies in the hotel for dogs. I didn't know this was a hotel for cats.
If you haven't seen the movie Whiplash, I'm sorry, you probably don't understand what's happening right now.
Please, Richie's in the movie.
For some reason, Matt thinks Richie looks like Miles Teller.
But they know that they heard last week's episode.
You said that before.
Well, you said it, and then I just
no, you. So I love Miles.
We also have all right. So we're getting some Kyla Pratt. All right. Okay. All right. All right. What is that? What is that?
Wait.
This
where
is
are we
from
right
Lazy
now?
Town. This is that kid from fucking Lazy Town, yo. Is this Izzy or what is his name? What is this kid? Oh, Ziggy or some shit.
Why were some of them regular humans?
I don't know, dude. I have no idea. I hated Lazy Town so much.
That shit was weird as fuck.
The girl who was my childhood crush at the time that
I was never into it.
Oh my god, that girl now is she's really attractive. Let's not go into it. What are we looking at here? This is some kid.
Is that Queen? It's just a bigger cup.
This kid, it's not even that smaller. It's like you're pouring a pitcher of Kool-Aid into another pitcher of Kool-Aid. Holy shit. And now you see like there's a fence in the background, so this must be a gated community. I don't know what it is, but it's this parent or adult pouring some red juice into a yellow cup.
This isn't a store. Like, how is that sanitary? This isn't a department store, I think. Those are mannequins.
Holy shit. All right. You think we're good? Should we keep going? Why did they look like that?
Are we gonna understand the plot if we continuously?
No, we're not at all.
We're gonna be like, where did we leave off? Okay.
Holy shit! All right, here we go. Where are we at? Yo, we're halfway through the minute already.
Wow, this is so disappointing. Can we do like 2 minutes?
No, we can't.
We have a strict
that's
rule.
Not the structure.
So why is all right, the, why are on, the mannequins on, so on. Lifelike?
So we got a couple more. We're gonna go back. That's this Kyla Pratt, it says. You know who Kyla Pratt is? She was
I know who Chris Pratt is.
No, Kyla, you know who Kyla Pratt is. Come on. She was the Proud Family. She was the voice of
She was the entire thing.
No, she was the voice of Trudy? Trudy on the Proud Family.
Who's Trudy?
She was the main character. Mom? The main girl character. The girl.
I thought it was Penny.
No.
Was it Trudy? I can't remember.
Trudy!
I used to love that.
All I remember is the father yelling Trudy during the... So
I
maybe
remember
he
when
the
grandma
was, the
was like asleep, and then they'd come...
And all the bullies were blue. Yeah.
Why are they sad?
Why are they sad?
They're getting abused at home. And then they come to school and they bully.
They're blue until you give them their lunch money, then they turn yellow and they're happy.
They're like mood rings.
They're mood rings. We're just depressed.
No, the grandma was the funniest part.
Absolutely.
She was like asleep.
And she like still hit people with her cane and shit.
No, like one of the, I guess like Trudy or whoever the main character is.
Yeah, yeah. Or Penny. I think you're right. It might have been Penny.
She would go to change the channel, mm-hmm. and then the grandma would be like, I was watching that. And she was just like dead asleep.
Holy shit.
Okay.
Okay, so that's who Kyla Pratt is. She's also, we're probably not going to see her this in the next 30 seconds because she's the third name on the screen. So I can't believe this is such a stupid idea. We're not going to even see the fucking characters yet.
How many fucking movies, how many podcasts do we have to do?
to finally know what Emma Roberts looks like in this movie. Oh, we're my God.
Well, the audience remain invested. We're just five fucking podcasts in, so we finally got a character.
We finally saw a dog.
Yeah, how long did we see a dog?
I'm surprised there hasn't been a dog yet right now. Why are we looking at mannequins?
Yeah, like, why would they start the movie like this?
Where is this?
I hate it already.
Oh, no. Okay, let's do...
There's a three-legged dog in this.
Yes.
I can't wait to meet him.
Okay, hold on. I have to pause that. All right, so here are the names that we're reading right now. Troy Gentile, Eric Edelstein, Robin Lee, and AJ
Nuda. Nadu.
Nadu. That's an I, right?
It's a Ja.
Yeah. A Ja.
I don't know.
Okay, whatever it is. Isn't Don Cheadle also in this movie?
Is he? Is he a dog?
No, there's an adult figure, because these kids, if I remember correctly, there's another thing. We shouldn't do any research on the movie.
Yeah, because I don't
just
remember
go
anything.
Based off of our fucking our memory of what this movie is. The kids, the main characters, Emma Roberts and Jake T. Austin, whatever their names are, because we're not gonna, we don't know right now. They're foster kids. And throughout the movie,
it gets up to a fucking pound.
And they have a dog of their own, but like there's this guy who I think they, ooh, if I remember correctly, it's the, you know how people have like, what is it called? When people get out of prison, they have social workers.
Parole officers.
Yeah. So like, it's the equivalent to foster kids. It's the person who looks over that makes sure the foster kids are like.
It's a social worker.
Social worker, okay. So I believe.
It's not a parole officer for the kids.
I could be wrong. It could be a completely different person. But I think Don Cheadle is the social worker in this movie.
Oh, okay.
And if I'm right, should I provide any spoilers for this movie ever? Or do you think that's never going to be?
I don't.
If I'm right, spoiler alert. I'm going to predict it now that Don Cheadle is the guy who ends up adopting them at the end of the movie. You think that happens? You think social workers would do? See, you want to be a social worker,
you're not
right?
supposed to get that attached. I mean, you are, but like, I don't think you...
Do you
I
think,
guess you could do that. I guess it's technically possible.
Because you're doing social work, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that your future kid will end up being one of the foster kids you might have to take care of? Or you probably
you
not even going
take,
down
they
that?
Don't live with you. You just like...
You look after them.
You set them up for whatever their next move is. So like if they're moving into a foster care system, whatever. If they're about to be emancipated, whatever.
What's a man like the
it's
proclamation?
It's like when you're old enough. When you're old enough,
when they're
to
about to be bought by
yourself.
A. Wait, what's the all right? Now we got to back up. What's the Emancipation Proclamation?
Okay, that's technically it didn't free all the slaves, but it was a document by Lincoln.
Oh, I thought it was when America bought it from
the
Native American. Yeah, they bought the country.
What? You're talking about the Louisiana Purchase, but they didn't buy the country. They just bought a segment of land.
Oh yeah, they stole the country.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because they discovered it. Gotcha.
Okay. this is not a history podcast.
Not at all.
Don't believe anything that comes out of Matt's mouth.
All right. Here we go. We're at 131, okay? Here we go. We are... Who is that? Darius, who is that? If you could compare that to anybody you know. That's 21-year-old Jane Lynch. Holy shit. So now we're getting an image. who plays that part? They're part of the whole movie. The mannequin Google is mannequin. Pouring. Mannequin pouring. It's on some porn category.
It just wins an Oscar.
So it's the this lady, who the mannequin that's pouring the juice into the little cup. Is like the camera pans up to her face and she looks like Gwen Stefani's actually really good. It's a very good comparison. And she's wearing a nice green dress. What era would you put that like?
It looks like 60s, 50s.
60s ish?
Yeah,
ooh.
50s, 60s.
All right, so hold on. I'm seeing a little bit of a man playing or standing next to her.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
going like
to assume.
Right?
I'm going to assume that it's a man because it's the 60s. I could like totally be wrong. I have 10%, so we better get through this fucking shit right now. All right, do I have to go back again? Is that what you're going to make? Yeah, okay, we have to go back again. The industrial pipe is there again. Here we go. The hammer and is the tea in Troy. I get it. Okay,
it's a dad
all
with
right.
The chef's cap.
All right.
Cute.
Oh!
Lisa who?
Oh, Lisa
that?
Kudrow, yo.
Who's that?
That's Phoebe from Friends.
This is going to be terrible.
Oh, no. Shit. Okay, so she's in this movie. I'm assuming...
Is she playing Phoebe?
No, probably not. It's I like think she's probably the owner canon. Of the foster care people.
Yeah, but is she going to like play herself in Friends or like be different?
No. See, Lisa Kudrow was also in... Was she in 17? No, that was Matthew Perry. Lisa Kudrow was in 21 Jump Street or something like that.
Who's Lisa? Oh,
she's
Phoebe.
Like Phoebe. But
wait, when was she in 21 Jump Street? I don't remember.
See, she was a boss. She played like a boss or something. I can't remember. But she definitely has the range. She does have the range to play something else. But every time she has to go to the comedic side, there's a little bit of Phoebe there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But she's an awesome dramatic actress, too. Or she's good. Oh. She's really good at playing serious. But what we're being left with right now is the title card for Lisa Kudrow
so get excited,
pops up pops up while there's an image of a father with a chef's hat on. Probably wearing an apron. I'm going to assume that's an apron.
It's like, what is he thinking about right now? He's with his family.
But if you saw that picture and that name, it's you'd probably think that that's Lisa Kudrow. Like, that's what the image is suggesting right now. It's saying, look at this. It's Lisa Kudrow. And it's a man with black hair. Let's keep on going.
These are mannequins, too. They're not actual people.
Right.
But they just look very realistic.
They're not
mannequins.
They're
like robots. Yeah.
Robots.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Okay, and now we get another little kid. This kid has red hair,
too.
So he's not a part of the family.
He's just like a homeless kid. He's just like, can I have a fucking hamburger, please? Yeah, they're grilling outside.
And the father is tempting him. So the arm on the father is going up and down like it's a robotic arm. And attached to the hand is a spatula with a patty on it.
Yeah.
And he's going in the patty, and the arm's going up and down, hovering above the plate of the little kid.
And he's like really hungry.
He looks really hungry. And so what this is suggesting is the guy, is the man.
He's an asshole.
He's an asshole. The mom is pouring the drink for her kid. And the guy's like, fuck you, kid. You don't even have my skin.
You don't even have my skin.
He's white. They're both white.
All right, hold on.
White.
They are both white.
He doesn't even have my skin.
Well, one's freckled and one's not.
Yeah.
Oh, right. And Don Cheadle. So, all right, I was right.
We
can get into this. We can get excited for Mr. Don Cheadle, dude. Absolutely.
Dr. Donnie.
Can't wait. Can't think of all the nicknames we're going to come up for these people. Cheaters. And now we have our first dog. It's not a real dog. Okay, hold on. Are we getting into it yet? We have 10 more seconds. Oh. 10 more seconds of this minute.
Do you know what... Don Cheeto's Pornhub preview.
Cheeto. What?
That's exactly where it was going. You know what Don Cheeto's Pornhub premium account name is?
No.
Hot Cheetos.
Hot Cheeto.
That's serious. Look it up.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Fine. All right, and so now next to the little ginger kid, we have a dog it's a robot and its tail is wagging, and then it's showing us the entire thing, the entire picture.
This took forever.
It did.
I'm actually disappointed.
I'm so mad. Like, I would have, I thought after the title sequence episode, we were going to get right into the story. Yeah, and this is just bullshit. This is bullshit. I hate it.
We're just going to get a lot of scenes of people thinking, and it's just going to be
sitting there. Fucking five episodes in, we're going to be saying, like, it's almost as if we're not even watching Hotel for Dogs.
Yeah, we don't even know what's going on.
We're like, oh shit, we've been watching the wrong movie this whole time. This is a movie about mannequins. And now, like, we're getting a background of, like, okay, this is the, hold up.
Oh, it's a doggy!
We did it! Oh, okay, hold on, let's get the last 4 seconds and then we'll talk about it, okay?
Okay.
All right. That's it. That's all we get.
Okay, so it is a storefront.
It's a scene in a storefront.
Uh-huh. And I guess it's a hardware store or something, and they're selling grills or whatever.
Absolutely. It's something.
Yeah. And it's mannequins, and they're pretending to have a nice summer day.
So it's an advertisement for people who want to have a nice summer, like picnic or a barbecue in their backyard.
Exactly.
This is the advertisement for you, right? So they put it outside of a storefront behind glass.
Yeah.
Right?
And there's a puppy and he's just crawling on it.
And then the camera cuts and you see it from the other side and you see a puppy up against the glass.
Yeah.
We did it, you fuck.
Yeah. Maybe we should watch the whole minute. Maybe, and then we talk about it.
Yeah, but then we have to, like, we don't know how copyright works yet.
Oh yeah, you're
so
right.
So, like, we're not sure if we can just do it, you know?
Okay.
But it was also kind of fun
we're
that
gonna
we
have to
walked
bleep
through
out
it
Hotel for Dogs. Yeah, we were kind of like detectives.
And exactly. And we were like spitting it together. I love this. I kind of love that. And so now, do you see what's happening back here behind this mannequin?
There's airplanes.
No, not the airplanes.
Polar birds.
Behind his neck.
What is that?
Something's coming into frame.
Oh boy.
We're not gonna find out what that is this episode, but
that's the tree. There's a painted tree.
No, it's not. It's fucking not, because it started to move.
Oh shit,
the dog was barking at this picture.
Is this a horror?
It's like the Insidious head coming from behind that guy.
It's just like a cat.
Insidious.
This is actually Cats versus Dogs.
That's also a really good movie. That would have been a really good choice for this as well. But we're not talking about that now.
That shit would have been wacky if we watched it.
Also, what kind of dog is that? I'm wondering. I think that's the main dog. That might be the main character dog. Let me see.
I don't know.
All right, you know what? I'm not positive. But, like, that was the first minute.
That was good. I'm, like, excited now.
I'm so happy for this. Oh, my God. That's kind of a bummer.
Yeah,
that was a little bit of a bummer for the first minute. But
shame on us.
Shame on us for thinking that we would actually get any good content out of this.
Yeah, this is like dumb, but like it's fun. I like it.
This is a family movie that's not supposed to be like an compelling Oscar compelling. It's not supposed to win any awards.
I'm gonna be happy though. I'm waiting for the three-legged dog.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a great part.
Can you be dog ableist?
No.
Yeah, because they're not people.
Right. Because they don't matter like people do. Weren't you the one who said
wait what
that you'd kill a dog over a person?
Okay, I don't know why you're adding me on the podcast, but yeah. I would kill a dog over a person. I think human life, in my opinion, human life has
more value. How insane of you to say that.
You would kill a person over a dog?
Hold on. So you would have rather...
No. So, answer the question.
No.
Absolutely. I'm speaking. Right.
No, I think they're having... they're not having a debate. They didn't have one yesterday.
They're doing town halls.
They're doing town halls separately.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can either watch Trump's or watch Biden's.
Trump's going to be so mad if it gets less ratings. But
he's
people are going to want to watch Trump, though.
No, because he's
like funny.
Exactly.
Biden's going to just answer the question.
That's exactly what it is. And then Trump's going to use that, and he's going to be like, "My Biden got better ratings than Biden.
Because you act like a fucking idiot. That's why."
And then, but people were like, "All right, but let's fix it this way. Let's everybody, one person watch Biden, but have it open on three different devices."
Are you trying to encourage people to do that?
Me? No, I don't give a fuck. I'm probably going to watch both. I'm going to compare them like a nice educated boy should.
Yeah, I think they should do them at separate times. I feel like
they should, but that's not. I think they did that on purpose. They did that on purpose. They were like, you know what? We're not going to have this. Uh-huh.
But that's like a joke. I feel like I don't know. Does the debate commission do town halls too?
What does that mean?
The debate commissions are they are like appointed. I guess they're supposed to be a bipartisan group, and they get moderators from like different people in the media, but they like hold and organize the debates. But I don't know if the debate commission
they're probably sponsoring this event.
Yeah, maybe they have something to do with it.
Yeah, like it's still it was going to be in the next presidential debate, and they were going to be in the same room together.
Yeah.
But like it's so stupid. Like so, Trump said he was fine. Like he was better. You know.
He's not contagious anymore, from what they say.
But his son just got it.
Yeah, but other people in the White House had it. So I mean, I'm not making excuses because like he should have shut down, just like Harris's campaign did. But
right.
I don't think he's going to be spreading it.
Oh, yeah. Harris just stopped hers, right?
Yeah.
Fuck. Good choice. So, like, that doesn't mean that she had it or not, right? That just means,
I think one of her aides did or something, but I she has to get tested. I don't know.
Good. Honestly, perfect.
But, yeah, I think we should have a debate. I don't know what the... Give me a topic.
Oh, me and you right now?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, okay. Dogs versus people. Why would you kill a dog and not a person?
I wouldn't kill either. Okay, so let's make this because you're gonna try to.
No.
Okay,
saying,
well,
I'll take
I'm
the
speaking.
Role of Trump,
I'm
and you take the role of Biden. Right,
you propose a question, and then when you bid me the question, let me answer it.
No.
Okay, what's the question?
Okay, the question is, and I want to write it down while I want to write down my talking points while you like
dog.
Go and. That's it. All right, may I present my ideas? My side.
Dog.
All right, so dog versus person, who are you killing?
Okay, so the scenario is I have to kill one.
No.
Then I would never kill a dog. I'm not just going to kill a dog.
No. You have to pick.
Between?
One of them has to go.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the dog.
Asshole.
Why am I an asshole?
I'm sorry. No. Keep going. I shouldn't have.
Why am I an asshole?
No. Don't ask me a question. How about you answer the question first?
I believe dogs have value. I think dog lives have value. I do. I would never harm an animal for no reason. But I personally think my species and people who see an equal or think that dogs are more important than humans, that's your opinion. I'm not going to say you can't have that opinion. But personally, I would save a human being over a dog. I think most people would probably do that, too.
I disagree. Sorry.
Why?
So, here. Let's take this
Why
movie.
Is that?
Remember, do you know the movie, what is it called? I Am Legend?
Yes.
So, you've seen that movie?
Yeah, but that wasn't
Hold on.
And he killed his dog because it was infected.
No. Wait. Okay.
You're right. I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to cut you off.
If you watched that movie, would you have rather seen Will Smith die or the dog die? Interesting.
That's a good question, actually.
Who would you have rather been the survivor at the end?
I would rather them both live, but if I had to pick one...
No, that's not.
No, actually...
I don't care for those statements. if I could, I would let them both live. That's not... Don't go doing that. Don't do that shit.
Okay, well, logically, I would have to go with Will Smith because at the end of the movie, he provides a cure for everybody. So not only would he be saving other humans, he'd be saving other dogs.
Yeah, but I get that, but you don't understand what you're saying.
So you would kill one dog to save all the other dogs?
As far as I'm concerned, that's the last dog that exists.
We don't know that.
In that movie.
We don't know that.
And we don't know that about Will Smith either.
Yeah, we do know that he made the cure at the end, though. Right.
Yeah, but we don't know. Maybe he's the last person alive. Maybe him and those
two
people.
You watch the movie. They go to a compound. They go to a compound where there's other humans.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. You haven't seen the end of the movie.
I have seen the end of the movie.
You're
the end
wrong.
Of the movie, the two people are
they
in
take
the
cure
the
and they
safe.
Go to a compound.
They're in the safe.
See, this is like the debate, because if we can't agree on the same set of facts, then what's the point we're talking
about?
Right.
You're so right.
You
All right,
saw
so
the
here's
movie.
The facts.
At the end of the movie.
You hate dogs.
No, I don't.
You had a dog yourself and you let him die.
I don't. I did not let him die. Fuck you.
He's not dead, or is he dead?
He's not.
He's gone.
He's with another family.
What is he, a Lopsopsa?
Lopsopsa.
It's a dog breed, you fuck. So you don't know anything about dogs. So why would you want them over humans? I know more species of dogs than I know species of humans.
That's fine. There's only one species.
You're right. You're right.
But that's fine.
Flawed. 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 So would a species of human be like chimpanzee, gorilla?
No. Those are.
Are we species of apes?
No. Right. Or maybe. I don't know. I think so. I believe
that's
so.
I think yeah. what. Okay. Cool.
I don't know if we're a species. We're a type of. I don't know. I think you
Let's
have
go.
To. You should
Let's go
probably.
Back. Let's go back.
You should probably
so
ask,
here's what here's my points. Here are my points. So you said that dogs' lives have value.
Yeah,
you just said that. We can play that back.
I agree. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not refuting that.
So if dogs' lives have value, my question to you would be, why kill dogs?
I don't want to.
No, but you're.
I'm
but,
not advocating
hold on.
For that.
So then, so you're saying kill people? Then is that what you're saying?
I don't want to kill anybody. Why does
no,
someone
you
have to die?
No, you can't say that.
Why does someone have
one
to
or
die?
The other, buddy?
Yes,
one or the other.
I would kill the dog.
All right,
made that
but you
clear.
Said dogs' lives have value.
Yes.
So why kill the dog?
In my opinion, human life has more value.
Yikes!
What do you mean, yikes?
That goes back to my first point, asshole.
Why am I an asshole because of that?
Why do you think dogs matter more than, or don't matter as much as people do? Aren't we all living things?
Okay, so you, so, all right, so hold on then. So which one would you choose?
I pick dogs.
Do you think dog life has more value than human life?
DLM.
That's not what I asked you. That's not what I asked you.
And what did you ask?
Don't do that.
What did you ask? I'm sorry. What did you ask?
Do you think human lives have more value than dog lives?
No, I think we have the equal amount of value in our lives.
So
see, and that's
okay.
where we get off. What do you mean? Okay. What do you
but
mean?
You would
okay?
still kill a human over?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because humans
so aren't you
are complex.
That...
Dogs are positive beings, and I would rather have a positive
dogs
being around
can be
than a,
too.
No. But dogs are rarely ever like fuck you.
Some are
like dogs don't
dogs
don't
go to
dogs
trauma.
Won't vote for Trump.
Don't, yeah, but this is the thing you don't actually care about.
Humans
dogs.
Vote for Trump.
It's like you don't actually care about humans.
I do care about humans.
You don't care.
Of
you,
course
you
I
think
do.
It looks cute. You think a dog looks cute? That's why you
no.
want it to live. You don't care.
No.
Dogs have complexity.
Fucking have you ever seen
dogs
a bloodhound? A bloodhound is one of the ugliest motherfuckers that ever walked this planet. I'd rather save a bloodhound than say
why
Sarah Palin? Because I don't care for her life.
Why?
I hate humans a lot more than I hate ugly dogs.
Why?
What do you mean why?
Like what is your reason?
People humans start world wars. They get other humans killed. So I don't even need to do the killing. Other people are
okay.
already dying.
But aren't
because of the
like,
actions
so,
of other
aren't
people.
Dogs just aren't humans and dogs both just products of their reality?
What do you mean products of their reality?
Because we didn't choose to be greedy or selfish or be angry or vindictive or jealous.
Yes, we did.
We did. We're just no, we didn't.
Over time, through evolution, we've taken the no. parts that we liked and we got rid of the parts we didn't need.
What are you
and
talking about? What are you fucking saying right now?
What are you talking?
What,
you what are you talking about?
Who do we, humans didn't do that.
Whoever we came from, what whether mean? It be fish, because some people believe that we came from fish. Did you know that?
Okay.
If you believe in evolution, you believe that we started off as all little organisms. We turned into fish, to lizards, to monkeys, to humans, to apes.
I don't
to
know
humans.
If I would be use all of those like that. But I
oh,
I
you don't believe in evolution?
I do, but stop. I do believe in evolution, but I don't think I think we went from single celled organisms
yeah.
to swimming organisms
yeah.
to land organisms.
Lizard,
yeah. But like, I wouldn't just like
lizard, chimp, person.
Okay.
And so, throughout there,
I don't know if you're, I don't know if you're right in your definitions, but okay.
All right, but I'm making overgeneralizations.
Yeah, that's not good if we're gonna.
Of course it is. So what I'm saying is, throughout evolution,
yeah.
we took the parts that helped us survive, and we kept those parts. We basically
okay.
chose
those
parts.
We didn't do that, though.
Yeah,
we
did.
Didn't do that.
Yes, we did.
No.
If everybody as a human, race.
That wasn't a choice, though.
If we all
said,
we don't need our pinkies
passed.
Anymore, if everybody agreed on that. Then we'd all chop off our pinkies and all the babies after us wouldn't be born with pinkies. That's a fact. That is a fucking fact. I don't
true.
Want to hear anything
it's
about
not true.
It. It is absolutely true.
It's not true.
Therefore, so what I'm saying is, why did humans... So you're saying humans have emotions, very complex emotions,
sure.
right? I'm saying that's because we, as a species, felt like it would be... No, sorry. Yeah, the human species... Are humans
yes,
its own
we
species?
Have a species? Just keep going.
Okay.
Yeah.
We all came together and we were like, we need those things to survive. Therefore, we're complex.
That's
beings.
Not what happened.
That's it.
That is.
All right, but based on
you're,
that,
okay, you're
but
just
let's,
making
let's
shit
assume
up
that
now.
I'm right. Let's assume that I'm right.
But you're not. So, like, why would we go in that direction?
Let's talk that I'm right. Therefore, humans are angry people. Now, that's not useful.
What?
And dogs don't like dogs. Dogs don't do that. Dogs don't do that
dogs
at all.
Dogs can be angry too.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can.
No, they can't. They
dogs can show a wide range of emotion.
No, they don't. And that and the that emotion is either dominance or protection. Hold on. Yeah, of course they have fear. But what I'm saying is they're equivalent to humans' anger, which doesn't always have something
to back
it up.
I mean, I'm not saying they're as worse as people.
They're not. And that's my point. Why kill dogs over humans?
Because
dogs are the most innocent.
I personally
dogs are more innocent than
I can
humans.
Empathize with humans more than I can dogs.
That's not true. Yes, so you specifically can.
You too.
No.
Okay. Well, if
absolutely
you can't,
not.
That's your. Actually, you're right. It's a matter of opinion, right? What
no, it's not
can
a matter of
with.
Opinion.
Yeah.
It's not. That's not what this is.
I would say as a human being, you probably can empathize more with humans because you feel human emotions.
All right. So you can empathize with Trump.
Better than I can a dog. But that's not a good.
How?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
A dog breaks his leg.
Somebody's
a dog breaks its leg.
Okay, that's sad.
You can't empathize with that dog?
Yes.
Have you ever broken a leg before?
No.
All right, but what if you did?
I could empathize with the dog.
There
in
you
that
go.
Case.
There you go. Then
I can, but I feel like I can empathize better with humans because I've gone through human things.
No.
Okay. You get exactly what
Hold
I'm saying.
On,
you just
like,
don't
let's
like
take,
it.
No, I totally understand what you're saying, and in some parts I agree with you. You know?
You do.
But dogs, their emotions are the same emotions that we feel. We just have more of them.
Sure. I mean, I don't.
We have parts of the brain that a dog's brain doesn't have.
I don't know about
that. You don't know about that?
I feel like our brains
humans,
more complex.
Humans and,
like,
and big whales, I think it's sperm whales, have a separate lobe in our brain called consciousness.
Okay, now you're just throwing words together.
What are you talking about?
There's nothing like you
we're
sound
self-aware.
Like you're, yes, but you sound like you're on the mark. But other animals are conscious too. You sound like they're on your mark because
dolphins.
You're just throwing fucking
Fine.
Jargon out there. You're not actually
I'm
saying
not,
anything.
I'm not throwing jargon out here. You are. I'm being serious.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. So you're saying you would rather kill a person who you can relate to, or you wouldn't kill that person. You'd rather kill a dog just because it's dumber.
That's
because it's more stupid. I'm sorry, more stupid. I shouldn't say dumber because you're going to be thrown off.
It's
not. You don't like when I throw jargon out there.
It's not. It's not. It has nothing to do with the dog's intelligence. I still think it has value. I just personally, I found more value in my species than I do animals. That's my opinion.
Why? Can I ask you why?
Because I do. Because I'm a human.
No, but just I do. Like I need some reasons, please.
Because personally,
me personally, I can do the same with dogs. I do the same.
Yeah, exactly.
Dogs.
That's fine, and that's your choice.
It's not an opinion. It's not a choice.
Why is it not?
I feel like I do what other
I wouldn't tell another
would
human. I would never tell a stranger that because I feel like they'd probably be upset because they would probably choose you over a dog because they just have
basic respect. That's not how it should be.
That's fine.
If it would,
but you know what,
a
dog
puppy.
You,
I would hope you.
But
kill
do you know
me.
What? Do you know what a dog would choose?
What?
No, he probably chooses master.
He absolutely would. And that's my third point.
I guess you're right.
Dogs would choose humans over dogs.
No, I
so
feel
why
like it
shouldn't
depends.
We
it
choose dogs
on,
over humans?
It depends on.
Let's say Odell, you're the dog you used to have.
Yeah.
At the peak
why
of
are
your
you
relationship.
Name dropping? How about fucking Tucker?
I'm sorry.
No, yeah, hold on. We want to talk about things. Why don't we talk about your dog, Tucker, who's dead? So he actually killed a dog. So
I didn't kill a dog.
Oh, where did he go then?
Tucker died from old age.
Yeah, okay. Oh, old age. Yeah, bullshit. I went to your house. He was limping. Why was he limping?
Because my dad mistreats him. That's not true. Tucker, he limps because of old age. He had a very active life.
It's bullshit.
It's not bullshit. So yeah. let's take you and Odell's relationship back when you had him. He's still alive. He's not dead. Mm-hmm. But to the peak of your relationship where you felt the most love for him. And it probably wasn't at the end of your relationship because you were like, okay, let him go to somebody else because I don't care for him anymore, right?
That's not what I said. Now you're making shit up.
So I'm sorry.
I didn't have the time to take care of him, so I gave him to another.
That makes sense. That doesn't mean that you don't love
him. It's because I care about him. Because you probably would have kept the dog even though you didn't want to take
care
of him.
Hold on.
It's
called, that's
it's
not true because
remember
when remember I had
every
that ferret?
Single fucking pet?
Remember when
yeah,
I had that
exactly.
ferret? I gave it away.
Where is it?
I gave it away.
Because you didn't want to take care of
it. It died. But like it died in the arms of someone else that loved it more.
Okay.
So I win. But also, not yet.
And it's not loving it more.
Correct. Okay. All right.
It's having
at the peak of you and Odell's relationship when you loved him the most. And let's say the worst, at the what's the opposite of peak? The most lowest point of our relationship, right?
I would save you
100%. Why?
What? Wait,
why?
What was the low point of our relationship? Now I kind of...
I don't know what it is. I'm thinking if you can think of what it is, I don't think there's a low point in our relationship. Yeah, I would. Maybe just, sometimes when we get actually
heated. So you pick your dog
heated.
Right now, you'd pick Brody over me.
No, Brody? Fuck no.
Tucker.
Yeah.
You're a dick.
No, I'm not. No,
I don't
I'm
even
not.
Want to do this
See,
anymore.
No, no, no. Hold on.
I'm
hold
supposed
on,
to be this guy's
on.
Best friend. He's going to take a
you
fucking
are.
Dog over
you
me.
You are my best friend. And just, here, here's
I
the thing.
Did. I'm this man's
I would
best
give
friend.
Anything to get Tucker back.
Fuck you.
Not you.
I hope, I hope nobody.
Like,
I hope
not
nobody.
You right now. You couldn't make me make that decision. It's unethical to me.
See, this is like nothing, nothing
make
against
that.
Nothing against the people who, it's not exact same because I feel like the scenario I'm about to give is worse than choosing a dog over a human. But this is like, not to get offended, not to offend anybody who's religious, but this is like when people are like, I put God first and then family. Like you put your fucking imaginary friend
those
before
people,
a living, breathing human being.
Those people who sacrifice their children for God.
Yeah, like what? Like, okay, I guess that's how you feel about all your
right,
death.
All right, I'm here, God. All right, I'm here. Dude. Do I do it? Hello? I got to do it. I'm sorry. I think he wants me to do it. You're schizophrenic. You're schizophrenic. If you think someone's telling you to kill your child, I don't know. I don't know.
Let's not.
No, I'm saying I like honestly, I'd pick my peak years of Tucker over our weakest point. Say if I didn't know you, Darius. I'm sorry. If I didn't know you, and I could get my fucking dog back.
You're
yes.
Sick. You're sick. Bastard.
How am I sick for
that's
that?
Fucked. That's
how am
fucked.
I? How? Why? Can you explain to me why
you
that's fucked?
Took, you just took... Well, first of all, I don't even know if we should be trading lives. But
what
you
mean?
Just took everything a person could ever possibly be, right? You took whoever... let me think about it. Let's think about it, right? That person had a mother, a father,
sure.
Maybe a girlfriend.
So
maybe
did that dog.
The dog didn't have a fucking girlfriend.
You don't know that. You ever seen Click? You ever seen the movie Click? That dog had that duck.
The Lady and the Tramp.
The dog had that duck.
What? Wait, what?
You ever see Click? Have you ever seen it?
The Adam Sandler movie.
Adam Sandler movie.
Was there a dog fucking
there was
a duck?
Dog.
Oh, the toy duck. The stuffed
animal.
That was
his girlfriend. That was his girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, for that type of love, I probably think. But yeah, you just took everything from a person. All
what
the things
you
that you like. All the things that you
yeah,
you
but you'd be doing that
having.
For a dog. Dogs like to pee on shit.
Yeah.
You'd be taking that
that's
right
not,
away from them.
That's not.
What do you mean that's
not?
Not? Don't say like, that's not and then just not say anything afterwards.
Okay, that's pee. What's peeing shit on shit? Like, you took
that's
someone
their
who
life.
Peed.
That's what they love doing. They have to do
I can't
that.
Pee on
they
shit.
Don't want to do that. They have to do that. It's marking
no, they
their
don't.
Territory.
They don't have to pee
yeah,
on shit.
Yeah, it
they
does. Yeah, it is. It's called marking your territory. Now, I'm no Caesar Milan. I'm no Caesar
Melania.
Melania, all right? I'm not.
No, I'm no Caesar Trump, but I...
I don't pretend like I know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't usually order a Caesar salad, but let me tell you a few, too, few things
let
about
me tell
dog.
You about a dog. I pick Italian over Caesar any day, but let me tell you about a dog.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so basically you're a bad human.
I'm not a bad human for thinking that. I really am not.
I feel like
I
if
am.
You raise it, okay, that's another thing, right? A dog would pick his master because...
Which is why it should be
no,
the same
because originally dogs were not made for us.
Why?
We
domesticated
wolves. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Them.
And a lot of the time, in a lot of the cases, we've hurt them, right?
No.
We've bred them too much. Oh. They have genetic
they don't know
abnormalities.
That. They don't know that.
Yeah, but it's not fair to them.
Which is why it's why they deserve our...
No, no. Okay, but so if we're talking completely naturally,
uh-huh.
A wolf would choose its pack over you.
100%. But that's just not how that's not how it boils down. That's
yeah, because
not, that's
humans because humans think shitter's cute and they don't actually care about it. So they put dogs in positions that they shouldn't be in.
Sure, but like I'm saying let's be leftists right now.
I'm how
and
am
care
I
about,
what
care about
first of all, this is not even
dogs.
Political.
And I care about dogs over humans.
I don't know. What does that have to do
it's
with being a leftist?
It's progressive.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it progressive?
Why wouldn't it be progressive?
I think progressive people care more about humans than they do. I mean, they care about animals.
I'm on the wrong party then.
Okay.
I'm going to whoever
well,
party chooses
maybe,
dogs.
But you're not even a vegetarian, nigga.
I'm not a vegetarian.
I thought you cared about animals.
I don't eat dogs.
So you just care about
dogs. Dogs aren't. Yes, that's it. That's all I care about. I'll eat a chicken for days, bitch. I'll kill that shit myself.
I think most people would pick other humans over.
That's wrong.
An animal.
I think people
like, if you say this, right, people on social media are going to be like, pick my dog, teehee, right? Because that's like fucking cute. But like in an actual situation, most human beings would pick another.
Should we call some people and ask them what they would do?
If you call, a girl right now. I'm sorry, that's sexist. I bet you.
Brenna said she wanted to be on the podcast. Do you want to call Brenna?
Okay.
Yeah?
Sure. See if she answers.
Okay. Cool.
She's going to pick a dog. She might not. I don't think Brenna's going to pick a dog, actually. She won't.
All right. Hold on.
She's going to be like, I'd be sad. I would be sad about killing the dog. We would both be sad about it, but we wouldn't kill the dog. Why don't you use the mic?
Message for
2. She didn't answer.
Who else do you think we should? Nicole Pirelli?
Oh, try Sarah.
Sarah Bishop?
Yeah. Either one.
Why did you?
You already suggested Nicole.
But because so. Do you think I should call Sarah because you think she'll agree with you?
No, I think she might agree with you, if anything.
Okay.
Sarah's, like, smart, but then when it comes to, like, she falls into the same traps that you do.
Traps? What do you mean?
Like, you seem to think that human lives matter.
Was what?
They don't. They do, but, like, not. I don't think they're as important as people.
Okay.
Lex doesn't like anybody or herself, so.
Here we go.
We should do a poll. People are going to answer your way just because it's social media.
Why? No.
That's because.
That's not true. They're going to answer my way because they know that I'm right.
Your call is.
No one likes.
Yeah, because no one likes dogs.
No one likes dogs.
Watch me call one of those people and they answer me.
Let me. Should I just like a random person in my phone? Do you think Jackie? Yeah, let's pick Jackie. Okay. All my friends are girls except for Darius and Richie.
She's gonna pick. Be on your side.
No, she's not.
She doesn't like people either.
Hello? You're taking people.
Jackie, hi, welcome. You are currently on the Podcast for Dogs podcast. Do you can you talk? It's me and
just
Darius.
Just one question.
One question? What is it?
If you had to kill one of these two things, who would you kill? A dog or a human being?
Can I pick neither?
Exactly.
Nope. No, you
should. That should be
I
your
guess
answer.
A person.
Wow! Thank you, Jackie. Wait. Do you have an explanation?
Because why would I kill a dog? It can't speak for itself.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you, Jackie. Why would you kill a person? What would be the reasoning for killing the person?
All right.
All right, bye, Jackie.
No argument.
I love it. I fucking love it. Do you want to call someone from your contacts who might like agree
I'm
with you?
Still
you
right.
think
I'm still right?
No, I would love to. I would love to argue with one of your constituents.
Constituents. What?
Let's pick one of the smartest people in your phone.
Oh, I'm gonna call Harrison see if what he'll say.
Oh, fuck. All
right. He might agree with you. I don't know. You, white people love their dogs, right? Yeah, I mean, you're all like, this is kind of biased too, because you're talking about people whose ancestors enslaved people.
You're right.
So you obviously have no regard for human. White people have no regard for human life.
That's true. Usually it's true. It sucks, but that is the reality we're also living with.
Okay.
And if we're taking a serious, like serious approach, of course I would kill a dog over a human, but we're not.
Okay.
For the sake of this podcast, dogs over people. How can you be a part of
what's up?
Hey, buddy, you're on my podcast right now.
I'm on your podcast?
Yeah. I have one question for you.
Oh, no way. What's up?
Okay, let's say in this scenario, you had to kill one person, right? Or one being, right? A human being or a dog. And you had to choose. Obviously, you would kill neither, but if you had to choose, who would you pick?
You're killing a fucking dog.
Exactly.
No.
It's called ethics.
Harrison,
exactly.
Harrison, can I ask you a couple follow-up questions?
Yeah.
First off, why are you an asshole?
You're not an asshole.
And then second off...
Look, now you're attacking my character?
Yeah, that's 100% what I'm doing.
You're saving a human being over a fucking dog.
Listen here, all right? So would you say that dogs' lives have value, Harrison?
Yes.
All right, no. What you're doing right now by saying that I'm an asshole because I kill a dog, you're saying that animal shelters that have to kill dogs because they're overpopulated...
There's gonna be the middle.
Basically committing the Holocaust.
That's not what I'm saying at all. All right,
that's your argument.
That's a great argument, Harrison. Thank you for saying that. But I have a
doesn't want to debate because he knows you'll destroy him.
Would you say that a dog's life has value, Harrison?
Yes.
If dog's life has value, why kill him?
Well, human life has more value.
Exactly. Why do you think that? Wait, why do you think that?
Because it's my species, and I'm an asshole.
Exactly.
Thank you! Thank
okay,
you!
Okay, but if you're going to be an asshole for your own blood.
No! No! I hate that. Thank
you so
Harrison.
Much. You're 100% correct.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I'll talk to you later, buddy.
I've never been wrong.
Oh no!
Oh shit! You gotta be on the pod. We'll have you moderate a debate.
I would love that. Have a good one, Harrison.
Bye.
I want to bring up back with what Jackie said and how animals can't speak for themselves. Dogs specifically. We're gonna keep
okay,
this
but
to dogs.
That's not an argument though.
Like, but could a human use its language? It's but all right. But let's say that like they're
they
both
would say,
in danger.
I don't want to live.
Let's say they were both in danger. Right. Mm-hmm. A dog. And a human are in the situation where a human's at the other end of a gun and they're like, who am I killing? Right? Is the dog going to say, not me?
That's a stupid scenario.
No, they're not because they can't defend themselves.
Okay, and the human can say, not me, and the person can
exactly.
shoot them anyway. So
no,
what would it matter?
No.
It doesn't matter
yeah,
what
the
person says.
The person's not asking, are you, like, what political party do you stand for?
Okay, but from that same situation, you could say you could ask a question in English, and the person could be speaking another language and not know English.
That's true,
and they would be in a shitty situation.
That's true.
So
that's true. Who do you think would you kill? All right, that makes another question. Would you kill a dog?
I would kill myself in that situation. I don't know if I would kill myself, but I don't know what I would do. I couldn't choose. Or I'd flip a coin.
I honestly, I gotta say, this is like my favorite. This is my new favorite thing.
I think everyone would choose a person.
Would,
I think
would choose
is,
a person.
This, yeah.
I don't know.
People who have dog accounts are gonna like be like, teehee. Like I would save my dog because like fuck people. LOL. 2020 sucks. But like in reality, they would save a person.
Holy shit. What's up? Let's talk to before we go away. Let's get one more opinion, and I'm gonna pick somebody who I have no idea what their political views are.
This isn't political. Why do you keep making this political?
Absolutely political.
How is this political?
Because dogs, like they matter so much more than you think, buddy.
Yes, but like, what party disagrees with that?
Whatever party you're affiliated with hates dogs.
That's not true.
Yeah, you do.
Who's that?
What's up?
Liam Welsh, welcome to the podcast. You are currently on Podcast for Dogs with Matthew Lopes and Darius Floyd. May I ask you a question?
Yeah, what?
All right. So you have a choice, right? And you can choose, of course, in this situation, you would choose neither. But if you had to kill a person or a dog, who would you kill?
Can you give me a background on the dog or a human? Or is it just like,
unfortunately, I cannot.
It's just a random human, random person.
So just straight up, you killed a human or the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you have the gun ready and it's cocked.
Okay, then, can I get what type of dog it is?
Darius, do you want to...
Because if it's Chihuahua, I don't. That thing.
You don't have to give me a scenario. I'll kill a Chihuahua for fun. It's whatever dog you like. Whatever dog you want.
Oh, so your favorite dog?
Yeah, because no dog is worth a fucking human life.
Stop. Hold on, Liam. What's your favorite? You want to say Scooby Doo's on the other end?
Oh dang.
Oh,
Rutro.
I can't do that.
Right,
he's sentient.
All right. Yeah. All right. So it's Scooby or Shaggy. Who are you killing?
Shaggy, so I can take his place.
And be Scooby-Doo's next best friend. You think Scooby-Doo's going to be like, hey, you kind of killed my friend there. You think I'm just going to be your friend?
No, it takes a while. I'm him now. Like, man.
All right, thank you so much.
You never
really
answered the question.
Yeah, he did. He said he'd kill Shaggy.
No, like a human, a separate human.
Hold on, Liam. Hold on. Darius is a follow-up question.
Okay. A separate human. Like just like a living, breathing human or your favorite dog breed. Which one would you pick?
Any some bum guy or Scooby Doo?
No, not Scooby Doo. All right, so yeah, get rid of the
like
cartoon
an actual
dog.
Like dog.
Okay, so real dog.
Real dog. Do you own a dog? Human. Do you own a dog, Liam?
No,
No? Okay, so this should be fairly, what do you call it?
Real dog, real human. Who are you choosing?
Yeah, your favorite dog breed. Pick a dog from there, all right? It could be the nicest dog from that pile. And the world's shittiest human.
Okay, you're fucking lopsiding it, but still, even what, the world's shittiest like, human.
It's like Hitler or a beagle. Like, I'm just kidding. Hitler. Like,
see?
That's oh, wait, right. Hold up. That's a whole other discussion.
Yeah, you just started.
Oh, no. All right, unfortunately, we're out of time. Thank you so much, Liam. Liam, do you want to plug anything? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Kiss Me Through the Radio, WSIN Radio. Listen on the Apple Music or TuneIn Radio app every Friday at 6. Thank you.
Thank you, Liam. Oh, my God. Okay, so we're at time. This is a – how good of an episode of –
oh,
good of a,
shit. We have to go to the Hitler debate.
No, we can't. We can bring it up next week with Richie.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to get double teamed.
You are. You might. All right, how about
I don't like Hitler. I don't like Hitler, but I don't.
Yeah, you have to say that before we leave. We have to say that before we leave.
Okay. And if it was between, like, if it was in defense of a whole bunch of people, I would be pro killing Hitler. But if Hitler is captured, then you shouldn't kill anybody who's captured. That's my opinion.
Oh, and you stand by it.
Yeah.
The death penalty does not make any sense. So you can follow the No FOMO podcast on our Instagram at No FOMO podcast.
That's not a weird stance. Fuck him.
You can follow us on our Twitter at no_FOMO_. You can catch this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Most podcast joints will have it. And thank you so much. Richie's going to be so mad that he wasn't on this episode. Oh my God. Anything else? Any last words, Darius?
Don't believe anything Matt says.
I'm Matt Lopes.
I'm Darius Floyd.
Have a good one.
Hotel for dogs.